Coming up next, we have Mr. Dylan Collins.
Percussion, strings, winds, words. There you see her, sitting there across the way. She don't got a lot to say, but there's something about her. And you don't know why, but you're dying to try. You wanna kiss the girl. Yes, you want her. Look at her, you know you do. It's possible she wants you to. There's one way to ask her. It don't take a word, not a single word. Go on and kiss the girl.
Sing with me now.
Sha la 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 la, my oh my, look at the boy too shy, he ain't gonna kiss the girl. Sha la 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 la, ain't that sad, ain't it a shame, too bad, you're gonna miss the girl. Now's your moment, floating in a blue lagoon. Boy, you better do it soon, no time will be better. She don't say a word, and she won't say a word until you kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't be scared, you got the mood prepared. Go on and kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, don't stop now, don't try and hide it. How you wanna kiss the girl? Sha-la-la-la-la-la, float along, listen to the song. The song say, kiss the girl. Sha-la-la-la-la-la, music play, do what the music say. You wanna kiss the girl. You gotta kiss the girl. Why don't you kiss the girl? You gotta kiss the girl. Go on.
And that was Dylan Collins with Kiss the Girl from The Little Mermaid.
Mwah.
Okay. I really didn't know what to say for this song, Dylan. I'm sorry. I'll just go down my notes and hopefully it'll make sense or you'll figure out why. The opening speaking... the opening speaking, especially for the words strings and wind, sounded either reedy, plain, or bored. You had no accent, which made me sad. And I think this was, something seemed off in the second verse, or I don't know if it was the second verse because I was writing notes as the song went on. And then we came to the chorus part where you multiplied, per se. You had some good harmony moments here and there, but sometimes you had a harmony that was either off time or it sounded like a layer of your same vocals. There was no whoa, whoa part, which is one of my favorite parts of the song. I think that's Scuttle's interlude or whatever.
Yeah.
No. Actually, this is when the fish are like spraying the water around the boat. That whoa, whoa.
Oh. Whoa, whoa. That one?
That,
okay.
In the toss of the karaoke, you can hear that. Those notes in there. I think the energy emotion was all right. And for me, I heard some either mixing or timing issues. I said, it might be me.
Beating yourself a little.
I am. I'm sorry.
I can't tell. I'm zoning.
I think it's the beer.
Happy juice.
But yeah, it was a little of a disappointment. Because I've heard it in so much better, I think is the term people use.
Yeah.
I was expecting a lot more, I'm sorry. So, yeah.
Okay. First of all, I giggled a little at your, I guess, interpretation of this song. Because, like, the beginning when you're all, like, slide, Dylan, like, percussion, wings, words. Like, it was like, hey, girl, we're going to kiss the girl. Hey.
Wow.
That's all like Dejanay from Proud Family.
Hey girl, hey.
And it's Dylan doing that too, so.
Exactly. Well, it wasn't like full out Hey Girl Hey, but it had like a hint of Hey Girl Hey in it.
Yeah.
But especially on the words, it was like words.
Words. It reminded me of like Ashley Tisdale kind of. Words.
Okay.
Mother.
So you definitely took a few liberties with the song from the original. The big thing that stood out for me was the Dylan cloniness of it all. You're
done, 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 you're, done.
It just did not work for me at all. That was the thing, because I was enjoying it, and I liked when it was like, singular Dylan. I have this a little bit later on. Singular Dylan is great. Double, triple, quadruple Dylan is freaking me out. There was just something about, like, there are ways that you can successfully, like, be your own chorus. This was not a good example of one of those times. I think it was because one of your background vocals was singing almost the exact same thing as your main vocals. So I think you needed to, like, cut that one out so it was just the harmony backgrounds. But one of them, the notes were way too close to the main vocal, and it sounded like two main vocal lines at points. And it kind of came and went, so it was distracting me a lot. So I don't really have a lot of notes because I was so focused on creepy Dylan clone freaking me out the entire time. I really don't know how I felt about this because the clones freaked me out. And Jeffers.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to agree with the other two on the vocal layered part. I wasn't a fan of that. And I also heard a really slight peaking here and there, like a really low buzz on those parts, on certain one of the layers. So, not good. I heard Liberties. Some of them were all right for me, but, like, some of them were, like, I didn't like some of them. I'm going to have to agree with Zell. I wasn't a huge fan of this. For you, like, you've done a lot of better things in the past. I mean, as a standard to the songs and everything, it's not that bad, but like it wasn't so great for you, if that makes sense.
No, it does. It makes sense.
Yeah,
to me at least.
And my roommate's like talking on a cell phone behind me,
it's
so
fine.
You can kind of hear. But anyway,
might not be a hippie, but it's close enough for me.
Okay. Anyway, I don't have a lot to add. It was okay for me, but it wasn't, you know, it wasn't anything. It wasn't amazing I'm gonna stop. I'm just rambling now.
Okay, I guess we're done.
Done.
I'm always so excited to say this. Traviata, you're next. I love your name.
If there's a prize for rotten judgment, I guess I've already won that. No man is worth the aggravation. That's ancient history, been there, done that.
Did you think you're kidding? He's the earth and heaven to you. Try to keep it hidden. Honey, we can see right through
No chance. You're dying to cry your heart out.
That was Traviata with I Won't Say I'm in Love, again.
I still like this song.
I like this song. This is one of, Meg is probably one of my favorite underrated characters, like, ever. I think she's so awesome. I love her. I won't say I'm in love with her, except I will say I'm in love with her. Traviata. First note was, there were a couple wrong notes here and there in the beginning area. But I like this backing track. It's a lot different than any other backing track I've ever heard, because I've heard a lot of backing tracks of this song, because I've almost sung this in the past for something else, and I've never heard this one before, and I liked it. It was different.
Yeah, it was very, like, more modern sounding.
It's very interesting. Yeah. That's one of my notes.
I loved the long notes, Traviata. When you were holding the long notes, they were so nice. And it took a lot of little liberties here, and it made it very... it had a bit more of your personality than Meg's personality, which I liked here. I liked it a lot. And did they say, check the queen you're in love?
That's what I heard.
Okay, I'm like, did they say check the queen? Are they playing cards or something? Because they were like, it's check the grin you're in love, crazy background vocal singers on the karaoke track.
I wasn't hallucinating, thank God.
No, you weren't, because I wrote that down. I was like, did they just say check the queen? What the heck was that? But overall, I like this. There's something so unique about your voice, Traviata, that, and I don't know how to, like, put my finger on what it is, but I'm strangely attracted to it. In not an inappropriate
way. Watch out,
way.
Traviata.
I've got a boyfriend.
She's coming for ya.
She loves his boyfriend. She won't risk anything.
There's something interesting about your voice and unique. And you always pick songs that make it sound pretty awesome. So, good job. I liked it. Jeffers?
Yeah, I have to agree with Ambi majority of her notes. This was when you submitted the song and I heard the beginning, I honestly didn't picture you pulling this off. But like, you made it your own, and I really like that. You had your own take on it, and I really like this take. Like, your backtrack was fun and it was modern, but you, like, your singing style was also very modern compared to Meg. It wasn't as, like, belty and chest voice. Well, I mean, you were singing your chest voice, but, like, it wasn't as, like,
Susan Egan-y.
Yeah, it was her own take, which I really liked. One note I have down, which isn't really negative, it's more for the backtrack, was, you know, the first part after the beginning section she sings, and the what are those ladies called now?
Muses.
The muses.
The muses started singing the you know.
Who'd
the,
you think you're kidding?
Yeah, that, I thought it was kind of weird on that part, because, like, they were singing the harmonies, but that part lacked the main vocal of the muses. So that threw me off a little bit. Did anyone hear that?
No.
Oh, well.
I'll get to it in my notes.
Yeah, I like that. I know it's kind of, like, a different take on it, but it didn't sound angry or, as frustrated as Meg sounded in the context of the song in the movie, but that's, you know, it doesn't really matter because it's different.
Right. Oh, my turn. Okay. It is my turn?
Yes.
Okay. I have to agree with Ambry. Liberties had intro that may or may have been either pitchy things or liberties. And here's my note on the karaoke. The background vocals are interesting. And I think it might be something closer to what Jeffers said, that it might be missing a voice or something. Because it didn't sound as full as it should have been, I think. This is another song, or another I Won't Say, where they're missing the first oh no's. A lot of the Run Liberties I really liked. Like, I think these are what Ambi said with the long notes. I really like that one. Like these, I'm sorry. And I loved your last runs from oh, and At Least I'm in Love and all that. Like, from there on, I really, really loved your runs and your vibrato and all that.
See, I don't.
So, yeah, that's all
I don't usually like the poppy versions of things, but when Traviata does poppy, I like it. It's
I
weird.
Think she's Disney pop. I think that's Mary Feather's Disney princess. Traviata is Disney pop.
It's interesting. I usually don't like Disney pop, but I like it on Traviata. It fits her well.
I like Disney pop as long as it's not Disney mania tween pop.
That's my feelings on that.
Yeah.
Are we done?
I'm done.
All right, done.
What the Chuck 3 are next.
My dear sweet child, that's what I do. That's what I live for, to help poor unfortunate merfolk like yourself. Poor souls with no one else to turn to. I admit that in the past I've been a nasty. They weren't kidding when they called me, well, a witch. But you'll find that nowadays I've mended all my ways, repented, seen the light, and made a switch. True, yes. And I fortunately know a little magic. It's a talent that I always have possessed. And here lately, please don't laugh, I use it on behalf of the miserable, lonely, and depressed. Pathetic. Poor unfortunate souls in pain, in need. This one longing to be thinner, that one wants to get the girl, and do I help them? Yes, indeed. Those poor unfortunate souls, so sad, so true. They come flocking to my cauldron, crying, spare us, Ursula, please, and I help them. Yes, I do. Now it's happened once or twice. Someone couldn't pay the price, and I'm afraid I had to rake them across the coals. Yes, I've had the odd complaint, but on the whole, I've been a saint to those poor unfortunate souls. Now, here's the deal. I'm going to make you a potion that'll turn you into a human for 3 days. 3 days, you got that? Now listen, this is important. Before the sun sets on the third day, you've got to get dear old Princey to fall in love with you. Specifically, he's got to kiss you. And not just any kiss, mind you, a special kiss, the kiss of true love. And if he does manage to kiss you before the sun sets on the third day, then you remain a human permanently. But if he doesn't, you turn back into a mermaid, and you belong to me. Nael, don't be stupid, Have we got a deal? But if I become human, I'll never be with my father or sisters again. That's right. But you'll have your man. Life's full of tough choices, isn't it? Oh, and there is just one more thing. We haven't discussed the subject of payment. You can't get something for nothing, you know. But I don't have any. I'm not asking for much. Just a token, really a trifle. You never even miss it. What I want from you is your voice. My voice? You got it, sweet cakes. No more talking, singing, zip. But without my voice, how can I? You've got your looks, your pretty face, and don't underestimate the importance of body language. The men up there don't like a lot of blabber. They think a girl who gossips is a bore. Yes, on land it's much preferred for ladies not to say a word. And after all, dear, what is idle prattle for? Come on, they're not all that impressed with conversation. True gentlemen avoid it when they can. But they dote and swoon and fawn on a lady who's withdrawn. It's she who holds her tongue who gets her man. Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead, make your choice. I'm a very busy person and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much, just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul, it's sad but true. If you want to cross a bridge, my sweet, you've got to pay the toll. Take a gulp and take a breath and go ahead and sign the scroll. Flotsam jetsam, now I've got her, boys. The boss is on a roll. You poor unfortunate soul. Beluga, save Ruga, come winds of the Caspian Sea. I see just why scientists ex-max laryngitis laborator me. Now, sing. Yes, yes, keep singing!
Poor Unfortunate Souls by What the Chuck 3. Emphasis on the What the Chuck 3 part.
What? Oh, he's a guy singing a girl song.
Yeah, that was kind of weird.
I don't know. It's kind of like, what?
Yeah.
But I've heard guys sing this song before, so it wasn't that, like...
Were they drag queens?
It was me, Fred Bob, during Immunity Round.
I had a funny mental picture listening to this whole thing. You know, anyway. It sounded alright for me. It was definitely funny and entertaining. Definitely a very different approach on the song. Your laughing echoes were very funny. I don't know. It was just so, like, comedy. It was really funny. And the part where he's like, you got it, sweet cakes. I Angel from Rent popped into my head. I was like, whoa.
That'd be scary. Oh. Angel from Rent as Ursula.
Yeah. Overall, I liked it. It wasn't the greatest vocal-wise. Parts of your acting kind of...
Yes! Like...
So that was awesome.
Gozel. Gozel.
Okay.
Deborah's roommates like it.
He's obsessed with Dirty Rock. Dirty Rock?
Oh, God.
Okay. And The Office, and he's watching it, and...
Tell
okay,
him I'm
go.
From Scranton!
Oh.
Apparently she's from Scranton.
What?
From Scranton?
Well, apparently she's from Scranton, so...
Okay.
Go.
Okay. This was an interesting choice. Your voice kind of fits Ursula. It was very Pat Carroll for me.
Yes, Pat Carroll.
So happy. Yes. And there you
go. This was a DVD rip. I could tell with all the sound effects and bubbles. One issue I had is your Sebastian and Ariel sounded too similar to your Ursula.
Okay, I'm muting this. Now I am.
I can't laugh too much because the wine's already getting to me. The song was a little too long, I think, because a lot of the talking and the part at the end could have been done without. Your energy did pick up where needed near the end for the singing, of course. Your last Poor Unfortunate Souls could have had more oomph, because it could have been more punched out, I think. Well, not punched out, but emphasized, I guess. Your acting was okay. I liked your laugh, like as Jeffers said as well. But I still think like all the talking and everything could have been cut. Just made it strictly singing, or at least kept some of the speaking and then singing and then cut the last part. I did like your chanting though. I did do like that. But the music seemed a little loud on some parts of that chanting. And now it's Ambie's turn.
Okay. It was a bit too talky for me. One of the things that by now people have probably learned is my pet peeve is when people are too talky on a song that should be more singy. Because this is one of those kind of songs where it could go either way, and this time it went too much towards talky for me. At first I was like, oh my gosh, Sebastian is making a cameo! And then I felt like you had split personality disorder, because all the characters sounded the same. There really wasn't much of a difference between the Sebastian and the Ariel and the Ursula, and if I didn't know from knowing the Little Mermaid who was saying what lines, I wouldn't have known. Because it all kind of sound like the same person, which, I mean, it was. But, I mean, we've heard examples of people who have changed their voices so much where it's kind of like, oh, if I didn't know that was the same person, I would think that was three different people. That was not the case here. I knew it was you on all of them. And for the fact that, like, you were trying to be, like, Ariel, like, cutesy little Ariel, did not work at all. Because then you were doing it, and then you didn't sing the Ariel part. You were just kind of like, yes, keep singing, but nobody was singing. I was very entertained by this, but it was too ambitious. I would have rather you have cut out the speaking part in the middle and just gone from, like, just gone from, poor unfortunate souls, you've got your looks, you're pretty, like, skip over it all, like, find a way to cut or find, I don't know, it just didn't work for me. But though I did laugh when you said you're a very busy person rather than very busy woman, because you're not a woman, you're a person. there was too much fluff and not enough sustenance in this for me.
Right. I mean, it wasn't, I will agree, it was entertaining though.
It was very entertaining because I was kind of like, look at him try and do all the voices and not do them enough. It entertained me, but you went a little too ambitious for my liking. I would have rather you have just, you know, sung a song.
But it was good because tonight hasn't been the most exciting.
No, tonight has not been. Tonight has been kind of underwhelming thus far. I've only had like maybe one or two performances thus far that I've really gone, oh, I like this. Like, I like this. Like, I could see that this person is safe tonight like this.
And you want to know something? I thought was going to be the opposite.
I know.
Because like last week, I thought I was freaking out about everybody because a lot of people know more of modern Disney than they do classic Disney.
And yeah, exactly.
It seems like the switch so far.
Yeah, because last week impressed me. This week is not impressing me thus far. Impress me, people. I'm here. Impress me.
And me and Jeffers.
And them too, yeah. But me, more importantly, I'm the important one. Not really. We're all.
She's the one that needs Sparkly more than us to keep us on task.
Done.
I am done.